And today on Midday Live here in Studio A, it's the annual Midday Holiday Concert with Helicon and Friends. They're with me here in Studio A, so let's jump right in with some music. They're going to play a medley of tunes that begins with Evening of Roses, an Israeli tune, and then God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, a 16th century English tune, and then a reel from Ireland called Christmas Eve. This is Helicon live in Studio A.
Thank you.
Helicon and Friends playing for us live here in Studio A. That's great, you guys. You guys always put me in a good mood every year when you come by. I really appreciate it. Ken Kolodner on hammer dulcimer, Robin Bullock playing guitar, Chris Norman playing flute, Brad Kolodner on banjo in that tune, Alex Lacamoine on bass, Rachel Eddy was on fiddle in that one, Sean McComiskey on accordion, and Ilka Baker on fiddle. The gang is here, and Ken, it's good to see you guys. Welcome back. 40 years you've been doing this. 40 years.
We're getting old.
Yeah.
Maybe some of us are already there.
All right, so you started doing these concerts when you were a young middle schooler.
Correct.
So there you were, 12 yeah. years old. Doing these winter solstice concerts.
Yeah.
But, you know, 40 is a great, I mean, this is a milestone, man.
It is an accomplishment. Great. Yeah, it's been a great ride. And we toured, the band toured for a bunch of years, but we ceased touring back in roughly 1997 and have kept these concerts going all these years.
Yeah. And you do it in a couple of other places besides Baltimore, right? You're
right.
Down at Dumbarton Oaks in Washington.
Yes. So last weekend we were at Dumbarton, and it looks like we're doing one in Wilmington, Delaware, in not the whole configuration, but a bunch of us. In January. It was supposed to be last weekend, but we were snowed out by the blizzard that we had.
Yes, the inch and a half of snow
right,
that we got.
Exactly.
That counts as a blizzard these days, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, Chris Norman, you know a little bit about blizzards because you're up in Canada. But, you know, coming back for this, I mean, when you think about having done this now 40 times in a row, what's that like? I mean, it's really something.
Oh, it's a joy to do it. But yeah, it is quite an accomplishment. And boy, the years have just flown right by.
Yeah,
but
sure
it
do.
Doesn't really. I don't think we feel any older. You know, even though we got to get a few gray hairs.
You look a lot older. Sorry. I just, you know, in the interest of truth here, I just,
It's a good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah, right. And so do I, by the way, that's good. And Robin, I mean, you know, you tour all over the country, you're teaching, you're living in North Carolina, but you come back for this. I mean, what's it mean to you to regroup?
It's an annual tradition. I mean, I can't imagine not doing it. This is part of the holidays for all of us, I think. And, you know, we never set out to make it to 40 years. We just decided, you know, we've just taken it year by year, and the next thing we know, here we are at 40.
Yeah.
But it's part of our lives, and it's part of this season for us.
And you got two shows tomorrow. One of them's already sold out. There's a 3:30 matinee that doesn't have any tickets left, but there's a 7:30 show that folks can certainly take advantage of. But why don't you play another tune? Ken, what do you want to play?
In the Bleak Midwinter.
All right, this is In the Bleak Midwinter. Gustav Holst is credited with this tune, the great English composer. beautiful, beautiful, in the bleak midwinter with Helicon and Friends. That's Scottish national fiddle champion Elkie Baker on fiddle, Ken Kolodner on the dulcimer, Chris Norman playing flute, and Robin Bullock playing guitar. It's just beautiful, beautiful music. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to our annual midday holiday concert with Helicon and Friends. I'm Tom Hall. They're with me here in Studio A in advance of their 40th annual winter solstice concerts tomorrow afternoon and evening at Goucher College. The afternoon show is sold out. The evening show at 7:30 has some tickets available, and we'll have more with Helicon and Friends today on the other side of a quick break. If you have a question or comment for the band, you can drop us an email, midday@wipr.org. Stay with us.
You're tuned to 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station. Support for WYPR comes from members like you.
And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up Monday, my guest is the acclaimed award-winning novelist and essayist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. We'll talk about her fourth novel, Dream Count. It's a powerful and insightful rumination on friendship, motherhood, love, and justice, and the bonds that unite four remarkable women. I loved this book. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie joins me midday on Monday. And if you've just joined us today, it's our annual midday holiday concert with Helicon and Friends. Helicon and a whole bunch of other guest artists are giving their winter solstice concerts tomorrow afternoon and evening at Goucher College, and they have joined me today here in Studio A, as they have done for many, many years. And by the way, Helicon recorded their winter solstice concert back in 2021, so you can order that online or stream it. And if you want to join us today, if you have a comment or a question for anybody in the band, you can drop us an email, our address, midday@wipr.org. So the Ken and Brad Kolodner Quartet are part of the festivities tomorrow. Ken Kolodner, a member of Helicon, Brad Kolodner, his son, and then Chris Norman's daughter, Evangeline, is going to be singing. So Brad Kolodner, what's it mean to you to be part of this this enterprise which started before you were born?
Well, like Robin said, it's tradition, and I can't imagine a winter season without the winter solstice concert. And my sister and I, we've been part of the show from the very beginning. We were handing out tickets and helping with programs, and now I have the joy of being on stage. And one of my very first performances in front of an audience was on that stage at Crash Hour, and I was maybe 18 or 19 years old. I think it's known as nepotism.
Right.
And no, but really, it was...
Well, but here's the thing about nepotism. It works.
It does.
I mean, it's
was
indoctrinated. Very effective.
You were a little scared, I would say.
I was frightened. But I grew up with this music, and it's the soundtrack of my childhood. And for so many who attend the concert, that's why we keep doing this show, because people keep showing up and supporting this. And it's a real joy to get to make music with such a talented crew of musicians and be out there with my dad, and it's going to be a great time this year.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a tune now that you wrote. It's called Hands Cove. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a piece I wrote. I'm playing my gourd banjo. This is a fretless banjo. It has a gourd for a head instead of a banjo rim like you normally would see. It's a really beautiful instrument. It was built right here in Baltimore by Pete Ross, who lives over in Waverly. He's one of the leading gourd banjo builders in the world that happens to live right here in Baltimore. And connects to the early West African heritage of the banjo. We're going to do a tune that is off of my new solo gourd banjo album, because the world was clamoring for that.
The world has a solo gourd banjo album now.
There's multiple of them. And
Alex is saying there's two of them.
There's at least two or three.
Okay, yeah. You heard it here first on Midday, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're going to do a little piece here called Hands Cove. Thank you.
beautiful. That's a tune called Hands Cove that features Brad Kolodner, the composer of that tune, on the Gord Banjo, his dad Ken Kolodner on hammer dulcimer, Alex Lacamont on bass, and Rachel Eddy on guitar. That was terrific. The next tune you guys want to play is by a terrific guy named John Hartford. I met him years ago. He wrote a wonderful tune back in the 70s called Gentle on My Mind.
Of course.
Wonderful song. Yeah. And John was a really gentle, wonderful guy. This is going to feature Rachel and Brad singing and playing guitar and banjo, and everybody else jumping in on a tune called Steam-Powered Aeroplane by John Hartford. This is Helicon and Friends live here in Studio A here on Midday. Steam-Powered Aeroplane, a John Hartford tune. Rachel Eddy singing that tune along with Helicon and Friends. They are playing for us today live in Studio A. We'll have more of the annual Helicon and Friends Midday Holiday Concert after a quick break.
You're listening to 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station.
And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you've just joined us, it's our annual Midday Mini Solstice Concert with Helicon and Friends. Their 40th annual Winter Solstice Concerts are tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 and tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Krausauer Auditorium on the campus of Goucher College. That 3:30 show is sold out, but there are tickets left for the evening edition. Helicon will be with Charm City Junction, the Ken and Brad Kolodner Quartet, and a bunch of other folks tomorrow, and many of them are here with me today in Studio A. We're going to jump right back into some music. This is Helicon featuring Chris Norman, Robin Bullock, and Ken Kolodner playing a Kenyan creation. Christmas Carol live in Studio A. A Kenyan Christmas Carol live here in Studio A. Ken Kolodner on hammer dulcimer, Chris Norman on the pipes, and Robin Bullock doing a beautiful job on guitar. So, Chris Norman, the pipes, how does one learn how to play that darn thing? I mean, it's a great
instrument for multitaskers because you've got bellows attached under one arm, and then under the other arm, you've got your bag, which you're squeezing, and then with any remaining neurons, you're actually playing the melody on the chanter there. And then, of course, you've got the drone going on as well. So you got to sort of keep track of that.
It's
so.
Like you're it's like the organists who play with their
really
feet in both
Ken
hands.
I really think Ken would make a great
pipe. Yes, he would make a good pipe player.
Multitasker.
Yeah, you are.
In my next life.
Yeah. In your next life. And, Ken, the thing is that, you know, you guys, you play music from Scotland, from Ireland. You play French-Canadian music, Appalachian music, bluegrass music. I mean, Brad and his group specialize in old-timey music. You get repertoire from all over the globe, and you are keeping the canon alive by adding to it all the time, aren't you?
You mean in terms of writing tunes?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you're writing tunes and then spreading the word about how to play the tunes that are part
Correct.
Of the canon
yeah.
already.
We have, I think all of us write tunes. Everybody here write tunes, yeah. And we're all tune searchers, so we're always looking for new pieces to learn.
Yeah, and Chris, you run a festival up in Canada. I mean, a couple of festivals every year, right?
Yeah, it's called Boxwood.
Yeah.
Boxwood.org. And we've been going now for 30 years, and it's a wonderful celebration, a community celebration of traditional music, with the flute being front and center.
And people come to this and bring tunes that they share with each other, and you know, there's a lot of musical dialogue going
Absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the interesting things is we try to bring the roots of traditional music back into the 18th century, but it's part of the mix. So we have like a Baroque stream, Baroque and Renaissance stream that kind of flows in with the trad stream as well.
Yeah.
A lot of these tunes you can find way back in the Renaissance or Baroque repertoires.
Yeah, and all of you guys teach, Robin. I know teaching is a big parameter of your daily life, isn't it?
It's the primary thing I'm doing these days, yeah. During the pandemic, when everything shut down and all of our road gigs suddenly abruptly disappeared, I stumbled into Zoom teaching, and after 2 years of that, I discovered I live in a beautiful place in the mountains now in North Carolina, and I actually really enjoy being home. So I never really went back out on the road to any great degree ever since then.
Yeah, Chris, you spent an awful lot of time on the road before that.
I did, and I loved it, and it was great. But I'm really enjoying being home, teaching, playing locally, coming up here now and then. Yeah. And that's kind of my focus these days.
That's great. Well, it's terrific that you guys come by every year and do this. We really have a great time. It's always great to see you. I mean, we've all known each other for a long time. I mean, since the 80s, and we've worked together.
I think it used to be said that we're heat-seeking, and the warmth that we find in this Baltimore community is unparalleled. So that's why this Winter Solstice concert has gone for 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, heat-seeking indeed, because the heat is clear. I mean,
it's palpable.
You know, and it's what's fun is to see you have generations represented on the stage, and there are generations of people in the audience. You know, their parents came, and now they're coming, and it's that's a terrific thing to see. Yeah. Well, let's hear another tune. Let's do a tune. I'm saying let's do a tune as if I'm going to do anything. I'm sitting here just tapping my feet. Yeah, I mean, if there's a guitar, I'll grab one. But Liza Jane, this is an old-time tune, and then another tune, Sandy Boys, and then a little quote from a tune called Jingle Bells. All right, this is Helicon and Friends with a little preview of their shows tomorrow afternoon at Krausauer Auditorium and tomorrow evening as well.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you.
Pelican and Friends playing for us right here live in Studio A. We've got dueling fiddles on that one. We got Elke, Rachel, Brad, and Ken all fiddling away. Sean McComiskey on accordion. And what do you call that, Sean? What is it? Is it a snap accordion? What's the name officially of it?
It's a Cajun accordion. It's made by Mark Savoie down in Lafayette, Louisiana.
A Cajun accordion. Yeah. All right. Alex Lockamont on bass, Chris Norman on flute, Robin Bullock on guitar. Pelican will be joined by the Ken and Brad Kolodner Quartet, Charm City Junction, and they're going to play two shows tomorrow. The 3:30 show at Krauser Auditorium is sold out, but there's a 7:30 show that you can still get tickets for. And that, again, it's at Krauser Auditorium on the campus of Goucher College. Thank you all for coming by. It's always great to see everybody. This is part of my holiday tradition as well. And I really, really enjoy hearing you and seeing you. You put a smile on my face, and I'm sure on lots and lots of other faces.
Thanks for having us.
It's really great to see you. All right, and break a leg tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
And you know, as my grandfather always used to say to inspire me, don't screw this up.
That's inspiring.
All right, that's it for us today. Coming up Monday on Midday, the internationally acclaimed author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie joins me to talk about her latest fantastic novel, Dream Count. My conversation with Chimamanda will be one of several conversations with authors that we're going to revisit over the next couple of weeks while I take a little time off, and I'll be back live with you in January. Midday's director and engineer is Shania Mapson. Thanks to Shania and our good friend Rob Tim for his help on the board today, mixing everything down with this great musical treat. Sam Burmistaz and Rob Civic produce our program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast. Leave us a review if you feel like it. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station.